This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. I'm Caleb Brown. Presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders takes a decidedly nationalistic tone when it comes to immigration. His concerns for low-income Americans may be genuine, but his understanding of what makes an economy grow seems decidedly stunted. Alex Narasta is an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute. We spoke yesterday.
Bernie Sanders seems to not want more legal immigration to the United States and is very concerned that a free immigration system would impoverish the United States and the world.
Okay, so specifically, he has a rather pointed criticism for the notion of open borders, which of course we don't have in the United States.
So Ezra Klein asked Senator Sanders, shouldn't we, about open borders, saying it's good for the world's poor, it's good for the U.S., shouldn't we have it? And Bernie Sanders' response was, quote, open borders? No, that's a Koch brothers proposal, unquote. And Ezra's response was, really? And so it sort of started this discussion and disagreement where Bernie seems to think that open borders would destroy the United States, make everybody poor, and he doesn't care that it would help the poor people of the world. He's just concerned about it potentially competing with American jobs.
His concern specifically is lower income Americans.
His concern is that lower income Americans, the poorest of which are about in the 86th percentile of world income, will compete against poor immigrants and lose. Ignore the fact that almost all the economic evidence says there's almost no competition between poor immigrants and poor Americans. It's quite an admission for a self-described socialist. I think it might emphasize the nationalism of his ideology over the socialism.
In fairness, the Koch brothers, as far as I know, are supporters of more immigration in the United States. The editorial board of the Wall Street Journal has long held that open immigration is the best economic policy. So in some sense, that can be considered an idea of free marketeers.
Absolutely. I think it's most associated on the extremes actually with free marketeers, libertarians, and people. I'm sure Mr. Sanders lumps us in on the right, but of the people who have the free market bent. I mean, you have Brian Kaplan. You have sort of all the writers over at openborders.info. You have Alex Tabarrok. The big voices in favor of open borders and radically liberalized immigration are libertarians.
Bernie Sanders also talks about simultaneously increasing wages for Americans and creating millions of new jobs simultaneously. It would seem that a better understanding of immigration policy and how immigration actually functions might help him understand how to do that.
It seems to me that understanding that people both are workers and also buy things from other workers might help Senator Sanders understand that immigration is a benefit to the U.S. economy. If his arguments make sense that more workers coming here lower American wages, then so would an increased birth rate lower American wages because these people are going to compete with poor Americans when they reach age. So should we have restrictions on that? I hope Senator Sanders would say no.
So what does the evidence say generally about whether or not a more liberal immigration policy will depress or raise wages?
So based on experience in the United States over the last 30 or so years, the most pessimistic finding in the entire peer-reviewed literature is that a 10% increase in low-skilled immigration decreases wages of similarly skilled Americans by about 3.2%. So it's a pretty small decrease, but those are the most negative findings. Most people, most economists who study this find either no decrease in wages for Americans or a slight uptick because more immigrants means more people who are more wage earners, entrepreneurs, capital investors, and it expands the size of the economy, allows firms to get bigger, more specialized, wages increase, as well as there just being more people to buy stuff. More people buying things means that the rest of the economy demands more workers. So it's really a net benefit. I mean, if you look at the work of Julian Simon, for instance, the late Julian Simon, sort of a cornucopian vision of the economy, he found that everywhere over time, the greater the population is, the more prosperity there is in that country.
His other concern really is that he is only seemingly concerned about Americans. He's not concerned about, as you said, the people who live below the 86th percentile of income.
That's right. Now, Americans don't lose from freer immigration or immigration now, so I don't want to set it up as a zero-sum game that one side wins or the other side loses. But Bernie seems to think that if there was free immigration or open borders, and that means the United States as a country, as a nation state, would disappear, which I think is just historically ignorant. The United States had open borders from 1790 to 1875, and it was a well-functioning nation state that fought several wars against other countries, including the Civil War, managed itself as a nation state. I'd be surprised if you were to go back in time and tell President Abraham Lincoln that he actually didn't have a government because his country had open borders. It's just absurd.
What other public statements has Bernie Sanders made with respect to immigration? Now, a lot of the focus in terms of opposing immigration, it seems that the PC answer to the question is, oh, I don't support more low-skilled immigration, but I do support more high-skilled immigration. That seems to be the generally accepted view when it comes to immigration. So what has Bernie Sanders said?
So Sanders has been pretty opposed to expanding guest worker visa programs for skilled workers like the H-1B. He's been opposed to expanding high-skilled green card programs and programs like these. The one thing I'll say he's been in favor of consistently is to legalize the illegal immigrants who are here currently. But he has been fairly opposed across the board to expanding legal immigration opportunities for people who want to come here in the future, which we all know is the only hope for actually controlling illegal immigration.
One of the things that he stresses, and it seems to dovetail quite nicely with his views on immigration, is a support for a dramatic increase in the use and membership of unions in the United States.
So this really dates Bernie in terms of his opinions on immigration. As a union supporter, he basically has taken the old school line about immigration, that it lowers wages, that it's bad for American workers, etc. And that's a nice contrast to what Ezra Klein is asking. He's much more of a modern lefty who is not that interested in labor unions or in bumping up an old model that of labor of the labor market, this doesn't work anymore. You know, Ezra is more supportive of freer immigration because he sees the economic benefits of the United States. He views the economy as dynamic. Bernie sees it much more, the labor market, as a segmented fixed pie where the only hope for workers to gain is at the expense of employers through labor unions. So any addition of workers into Bernie Sanders' view of the world will make American workers poorer. Ezra sees it much more as a dynamic gain to Americans.
Alex Narasta is an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Read more of his work at cato.org.